Yo peoples, what you saying, man? You're now locked into another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. You're now with CJ and
Jill. Yes. Javen, Jay, the comedian, Monster the Chocolate Noir, and what's the other one? The F connoisseur. We can't, it's like Hangman. So if you remember Hangman, then you can fill in the rest of the words. But
we say how was Carnival first of all? Because I haven't even spoke to you.
Carnival was actually lit as well. Went on Monday. I would have went on Sunday, but I was busy on Sunday doing some extra collectives. We don't know. We filmed the pod on Sunday last week, and then we did some extra curricular activities. But then that's why I couldn't go. But then on Monday I went. Good food. Good vibes. I got recognized again. In the Carney. Shout out to David's boy Tyrone. It's fine.
You saw Biggie.
He saw me. He was like David's friend. I looked at him. He looks a bit different to me. I was like, huh? It's like you're David's friend. I was like, oh yeah, it's like Tyrone. It's like, oh yeah.
Wait, is that? Well, David's. University, I ain't seen him in years.
He called me at Carney.
I didn't even go.
I got recognized again. I told you it's quite scary.
So you had an eventful time then.
I didn't even get much wine. I got lips, the two things. Yeah. I told you I did it. I was like, I said to them, do you want a lips? And she's like, oh yeah. So you do, and the other one's like, she's like, for experience. And she's like, yeah, lips.
Oh, she said what for experience?
For experience.
What, a three-way, was it a three-way kiss or something?
Basically,
separate?
I kissed two of their friends. Huh?
No, I said you kiss. Was it a three-way kiss?
No. They kissed at the same time, but it's one
okay,
for the
okay,
other.
Okay.
Literally said, so basically, what happened earlier on in the colony is someone said, yo, this is how you get a vine, isn't it? He asked for one, and he's like, right, he's like that. But later on, when I was with my guy, we was around these places, there was these girls, and then, like, she was, initially, the move was, I actually went up to was next to him, and it's like, yo, it's like, hi, like, do you want a lips, do you want a kiss? And she was like, it's like, for kiss, that's for experience, did it. Then a friend did the same thing with the friend as well.
Why didn't I go?
Cutting your waist, man. That's why. But then now you've got to wait a whole calendar year for it now.
Oh.
It was popping though.
Bro, you invited me as well. You know what it is? Yeah, one of them long ass. I had like a busy weekend in it, yeah. And because with my job in it, yeah, basically my project's come to an end in it. And I started a new team yesterday.
Yeah.
So I just had a big week ahead in it, man. But. Nah, man. Now you saying that? Because obviously the first time we haven't spoken this week, innit?
Yeah. Sometimes it's better when you talk on camera for the first time because the show is even more better.
Yeah.
Right. Like, subscribing, guys. By the way.
Were they nice? Huh? Were they nice?
Yeah. One was alright. The other one. There was one thing though. She wasn't actually nice. I just did it to see if I could get all three of them, and she wasn't really on it. I was like, well, them two did it. Experience. She was like, well, do you not like me? She's like, yeah, you look good. So I was gonna do it. I was like, okay, cool. Well, I kissed the other two friends anyway. So.
And this was on a Monday, innit?
It's always
better on a Monday, innit?
It's not. No, they're sick on a Sunday as well. Both days they're sick. Sunday is a bit more older people tend to bring more their younger kids as well.
Yeah.
But you still get big people. You get people regardless anyway. It's still.
I saw some video on X, one white team getting cheated out, bruv, was it even an alleyway? It was someone's like front porch or something. Like it was like underground.
I ain't seen
someone's getting backshotted, bruv. Like,
yeah, man.
But last year you had someone gave birth. Yeah, someone gave birth. Remember last year? Then someone gave birth.
Nah.
Someone proposed to someone this year. I don't go too much into it because we spoke about it last episode, didn't it?
Not this particular bit.
It was just like a review in it of your review of Carnival 2023. I just want to bring out some stats.
By the way, the stats are nowhere near as bad as the other things, like Glastonbury.
Oh, 100.
Yeah. For Susan Hall, about the carnival, whoever the fool, the stats are very low compared to Glastonbury. There's more madness.
Yeah.
And there's even other ones. I saw it. I saw the bar chart.
Yeah, per capita, yeah, it's not, yeah. So, famed Notting Hill Carnival, terrorized by men with giant knives, 8 stabbings, 275 arrests. Now, that sounds crazy when you just hear that, yeah?
I saw footage of these people running with the knives. I didn't see it in person, but obviously that happened, but then...
Yeah, it seems like after 7, when the music shuts off, bro, it's just it's demon time. It's demon time.
The devil comes out at night.
So, that's the stats this year, which is bad. There should be no stabbings at these type of places. Arrests, I mean, well, you get arrests everywhere, innit? Yeah, but obviously, how many people attend?
2 million
on average, like two to three million. Yeah, so when you put it in that, when you look at it from that angle, like I said, stuff like that shouldn't happen, but it's not as bad per capita, innit? So that were the stats.
No, but Glastonbury show worse crime, more,
yeah.
For what's going on, and then there was other events as well. I can't remember their name. Yeah. I saw the bar shot, I saw the stats,
yeah. That's the stats for this year.
So basically, what we're not saying literally nothing happens at a carnival, because obviously the stats show. But we're saying in comparison to everything, it's actually one of the least. Yeah. So what we're saying is basically it's this myth that it's not. It's not true.
Yeah.
It's not true.
I think one person did pass away though, and the other 7 in critical condition, I think, or they're in hospital.
Because of the other day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, just wanted to touch on that. Another thing happened that...
Until next year, guys.
Another thing happened that day, or the day after.
What, Tuesday?
Yeah. This guy, yeah. I don't want to take too much of my energy, yeah. Or my breath, yeah. But what? Sadiq Khan.
Oh.
Finally, the ULEZ.
Yeah.
Has been... it was ready in place. It's been expanded to Greater London on... I believe it was Tuesday. And... What do you think of it?
He's just a short prick, isn't he?
This guy.
Like,
yeah. First of all, I think he's just a puppet anyway for the World Economic Forum. Yeah, just like most of these politicians. Yeah, but this guy, I've never known a mayor to be even Boris. Boris was actually loved as a mayor. Remember, he was London mayor. He was actually a vibe to some extent. He was a vibe. Yeah, but Sadiq Khan, every time I see this, and the way he pushes it when he tweets out, or what do you even say now for Twitter, but X. When he X's out, or whatever it is, trying to push, or he tries to bring out the stats and all that. Even though when I was at work the other day, I was debating with someone, this whole ULEZ thing, innit? Yeah, and I was saying that. This guy, I don't even work with him, he was just in your office, innit? Yeah. He's saying to me, when did you go on your first demo? Have you ever been on a demo? I was like, what? What's a demo? Like demonstration, like protest and all that. He said, my first one when I was 15. I was like, okay. I said, well, I might go to one for the ULEZ, innit, yeah? He's like, okay.
Oh, was there a protest for
ULEZ? Yeah, there was a protest for ULEZ, innit? I said, I might go for that one, innit? He's like, why would you do that? But what they're doing is wrong, innit? He's like...
You go or them go?
Hmm?
Wait, who go to protest, you or him?
No, I'll go on a protest.
You were going to protest for ULEZ?
Yeah, for the ULEZ, isn't it? Yeah, and he's like, why is that, man? It's for good cause, you know, and all that. And he started bringing up all these stats, isn't it? Or the people that's passed away from like pollution or stuff like that, or in bad health. I was like, man, you're just putting the stats from your backside, bro. Like, have you ever heard that saying? There are lies, there are damn lies, and there are statistics, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
So like, we got some massive back and forth, isn't it, man? I was like, man, this whole ULEZ, yeah. Khan tweeted out, so 8 however million people live in London are breathing clean air now. Whatsoever, one day, because there's none of these cars on road anymore, everyone's automatically breathing clean air.
Thing is, though, but they're teeth anyway, because they're pushing down electric cars down our throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll find a way to start grabbing a lot of money from you anyway. They'll do it.
Yeah.
They'll lose so much money from petrol by 5th, ostracized petrol and diesel. They'll find a way to take... And by the way, they said that we're running out of electricity anyway, so where are they going to get all this electricity for all these electric cars?
They said that?
Yeah, but we've been running out of electricity for ages. We're in danger of running out of electricity.
I never heard. I didn't hear that. Oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I didn't hear that. No, I didn't hear that. No.
It's a problem.
So we're all doomed, really.
Because... I like my petrol cars.
You know, natural resources. You're saying electric, bro.
Yeah.
I even know you could run.
Yeah, there's we're in danger of running out of electricity. That's what I'm being serious.
You're lying.
Nah, I'm being serious.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my days.
That is why we're thinking, well, all these electric cars they keep pushing down. Well, I swear he's loading out electricity, so why are you pushing all these at this time anyway?
Yeah. No, that's mad.
Because they're aiming to get it around, they want it all to be electric by 2030.
By 2030, yeah.
And it's 2024 soon. So what, in five and a half to six years, what, all electric cars, man? And you're saying that we're on electricity, doesn't add up.
But what they're saying as well, I've heard this, I don't know if there's actual truth to this, is that with electric cars, what they use in electric cars, I can't remember what it is, that it's harmful for the, I think, either it's like a lithium battery or something like that, is harmful for the environment.
What do you know about lithium?
So,
what do you know about lithium?
What are you talking about, bro? One of them compounds, whatever
well,
it is.
IOWN, that's what, isn't it?
Oh, what?
IOWN compound.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of them is saying, carbon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's harmful for the environment. So, it's like, come on, man. Where are we actually going with this, man? It's just another way to tax people. You're just taxing vehicles at the end of the day, you know. So
Do you think your next car will be electric? Or is that you trying to have an electric car?
No, I'm not trying to have no electric car, man. I got some old banger right now, bro. Like the next whip I get, yeah, I'm trying
That's not a banger, man.
Nah, it's not a banger, but like it's not the big boy thing, you know. I'm trying to get the big boy thing next. I'm not I've been in electric cars, yeah, and I don't know, it just ain't got the same.
It doesn't feel like a car, does it?
It feels like a, not a spaceship or something, but it just doesn't, like, car, it's one of the things, they don't go hand in hand, bro. Electric and car.
It's
like, come on, petrol and car goes hand in hand, man. It's like peanut butter and jelly, it just goes hand in hand. Like, I just don't like it. It's like, in terms of the, some of the cars have been dead quiet, you don't hear nothing.
Oh, that's scary, bro.
That's kind of nice, but apart from that, nah, they don't go together.
No, you want to hear the sound of a car. Imagine you crossing the road, yeah, you can't hear the car. Obviously, you should be looking, but yeah. You know, sometimes some people just silly, don't look, yeah. I'm silent. Do you know how much drive-by runovers, not even drive-by shootings, will happen?
A drive-by runover?
Yeah, you know there's drive-by shootings. Someone's tried to run you over, but you can't hear it, man. You may not see it coming.
Oh,
the back's turned, yeah. Someone's tried to drive you from behind.
But yeah. I don't know. Do you know my... Oh, fam. Yeah. Oh, you didn't watch it? Have you ever watched Atlanta?
No.
There was like an episode. It was like this guy's got an invisible car and he just runs all these people over.
Yeah, it'll be like that, but he can't hear the sound.
But you see him though, and he's just floating in the air.
It'll be like a Dillian White Beckham thing. I didn't see it.
Didn't see the upcut. Yeah.
Lights out, man.
Yeah, facts. Anyway, what's going on this week anyway? What's going on this week?
Did you hear about the, obviously you touched a bit on it last year, but you hear about it's escalating, you know, the incident with the Spanish FA and the
His mum is
taking hold on a hunger strike in a church. Yeah, you heard about that? Yeah.
I did hear about that.
Saying that they're picking on my son, blah, blah, blah. Apparently she got taken to hospital.
Wow.
Because she's, obviously she's not eating and that kind of stuff. Yeah, hunger strike in the church.
Why is she trying to do the Gandhi thing?
Trying to ride out for her son, isn't it? Yeah, the Spanish, it's mad.
Yeah.
In the Mediterraneans, man.
Where is she? What? She posts up in a church in Italy or something?
No, this is Spanish. This is Spain, isn't
it? I just feel like she's in some next church in Italy. Just that's the vibe I get.
Oh, yeah, because what? The Roman Catholic
Church? Yeah, that's what I was just assuming.
No, it's in Spain.
Nah, man. Shout out to her though, man. She's riding out for her son. My mum wouldn't do that. A lot of mum.
Yeah, but he's still got her son's wrong though. She's riding out for something that's wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like I said, because we spoke on some of these subjects last week, I'll go back to my original point. I feel like the intent was more worse than the action.
I don't
think the action was, if I'm being honest, I don't think the action was that terribly bad. It was more the intent. So I wouldn't go as far as like this man is a complete, ain't no Mason Greenwood thing, bruv. You know what I'm saying? Greenwood thing. It's not like he's been accused of like what Mendy was accused of.
Do
you know what I'm saying? It was a heat of passion, heat of the moment, and then yeah.
No, but he was doing madness. Like, he was grabbing his crotch in front of the Queen and the Spanish Queen as well, though.
If that's the case.
He
was looking for a reason. He's like, yeah, you lot win that World Cup. What's what I'm going to do? I'm going to be even mad.
Because he said, because half the Spanish players, it's funny how he actually so managed to win the World Cup with his team, but half the Spanish players didn't refuse to play for him because of how he moves. Like,
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Keeping, cause apparently, I can't remember if I mentioned it last week. Yeah, you guys could tell me if I mentioned it. But apparently, also, why it's bad as well, because there was he had form before this as well. Apparently,
oh, he's got form.
Yeah, he got form, man. Apparently, like, even like, not particular that particular thing he done, but something else where apparently demand, like, you know, in the women's, like the hotels, apparently demand that the rooms are unlocked. They say unlocked.
Nah, he's a predator. He's a predator. Okay, do you know what? I changed my whole.
That's what I'm saying.
Lock that motherfucker up, bro. I changed my whole. Like, now you're telling me all of this.
Yeah. So apparently, like, he wants the doors. Obviously, you know, like, obviously, teams go away to hotels as well.
Yeah.
Apparently, she is either. Yeah. I'll keep the door unlocked. Don't.
He's on some Sepp Blatter thing. Remember you said, oh, the girl should play in tight shorts and
all them FA man
are corrupt, man. They're all corrupt. Brown envelope thing, they can all be bought, man.
Oh,
mad. What's the other thing?
Talk about that.
Yeah, let's go into it. But my man, yay. But do you know what? I don't even know if it's even Kanye West.
What, you think it's fake?
I feel like he might be a clone.
What?
Yeah, I feel like he might be a clone. I feel like every time he has these outbursts and all that, I feel like he goes quiet for a while. And he comes back out to the public. Yeah, I feel like they reprogram.
Yeah, but then if he's doing these outbursts and these scandals or whatever you want to call them, obviously naturally he was going to go quiet so it dies down.
No, but I feel like they reprogram him.
Programming,
like, yeah, because I feel like I feel like he's a clone.
Or some cerebral teen X-Men.
Yeah, I think he's a clone. No, I'll be honest. I think he's a clone, and he malfunctions from every time to time. Because I remember it was in 2016 when he was on these. I think he was touring, and he was like, Jay-Z, don't. I know you're gonna send your shoulders after me. He was moving crazy.
So he says slavery. That's a choice.
Yeah, he was moving mad. Yeah. And then apparently he was taken to hospital after that. Like, he was on his I feel like they repro, like, they open him up on all that. You know, like 50 Cent in the club video, when he's a cyborg, innit? I feel like they do that to Kanye. They reprogram and all that, and he goes back out on the public. Because every time I see Ye, he's got a different body shape, different head shape, different his jaw. I know he broke his jaw back in the day.
Oh, shit.
What?
No, man, you got a bloody insect, man.
Nah, the window was open there. So don't make it say that my man's got some dirty yard.
No, it's just nuts.
You live, man. It's not a wasp, man.
Nah, but it's just stuck my leg. You know, your skin. You see your skin tissue, very sensitive. You know, big man thing. Do you know? You know when something just touches like your leg? Yeah, you feel it. It could be like this.
You're making it such a big thing.
No,
man,
like, you don't understand, right? I saw it from there. I was ignoring it, and then it came, and I didn't see it come. And obviously, we're talking kind of the show. So, like, guys, by the way, like and subscribe, Come, and I just feel something like, whoa, You feel it. If you just feel it, you didn't see it coming, man.
I can't remember what I want to say now.
You were talking about Kanye West.
Made the flyer a big issue.
No, it caught me by surprise. It caught me by surprise.
Yeah, what I was saying, like being programmed, reprogrammed and all that. Yeah. Oh yeah, his head shape and all that. His jaw, his body looks different. I remember when he done the Donda release party, he was filming himself in the stadium, he was doing push-ups, he was looking ripped. Now man's fat and bloated again. Then he got the liposuction. Bro, it's calm, man. If you're not in Australia, bro, you'll be all right. Yeah? Like, I feel like they just reprogram him each year.
But you know what? If he's got different body shape, if he's got like mental health issues, do you think it's obviously he has issues being consistent with his fitness? And do you know? Come on, man. Do you know what I'm saying though? If he's obviously got some
no,
like
but
issues.
I hear.
He might be inconsistent where he's like one time he's looking after himself in a
general. I hear that. But like, I feel like he just looks different, bro. Like, he looks different. Like, I don't think this is the Kanye we knew growing up. Like, you know, graduation Kanye or whatever.
Jesus.
This ain't like Jesus Walks Kanye. This is a.
There it is. See it.
Oh, cool. I'll clean up later.
Subscribe, guys. Like and subscribe.
But you man been saying, yeah, we need more guests, but we got a flyer on.
Oh, you see that comment?
Yeah, yeah. We got a flyer, yeah, that's a guest appearance on the show, yeah. I'm not gonna pick up, but he's a guest appearance on the show. Like, you got anything to say? He's dead. But yeah, he's a guest appearance on the show this week. So guys, like my boy said, like, share, subscribe, all of that. Yeah, we will get guests on. Yeah, but the main objective is we want to grow the channel first.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
we are not even at 100 subscribers yet. Maybe because we're not good enough. Yeah.
No.
We're good enough. Yeah, we just need to, you know, just, you know, it's progress, isn't it? Yeah.
No, do you know what
Mikel Arteta, it's progress. Yeah.
No. What it is, guys, the ones that
you need to do your thing. Yeah?
You're not. Hold on. By the way, appreciate the comment, guy. The guy who said, whoever it was that said that, and thank you that you enjoyed your last show. But guys, if you're making comments and you're not subscribing, it's not helping. Like, the button is free. Subscribe. It helps the channel grow.
Don't cost a penny. Don't cost a penny.
Eventually, we'll get. We've had, obviously, I know we had guests on before where it was on, like, online on the Zoom.
And you know what'd be funny? Yeah, I don't want to make any promises, and I don't want to make any. But I was thinking this the other day, even before we got the comment, because I do know we probably do need to have a guest on soon, yeah? But like I said, the main objective...
Sure, we get who we want on.
Let me land, yeah? The main objective is to grow the channel, to at least get to 100 subscribers, yeah? And we will have some very good guests on, because trust me, yeah? I even deep this of the other day, yeah? I'm not even trying to boast or nothing. My contact book is kind of like... I could throw out some little surprises, you know? Ain't it gonna be like some, and I'll bring anyone on, like friends, where obviously needs to make sense for you to be on, yeah. But I can bring on some people like raw, they bought on that person. But like I said, the channel.
Hold on, wait, hold on. I'm not. What are you packing? With this list, what are you packing?
I don't know. What I was about to grab my crotch.
What are you packing?
No, it's not. No, I would, you know.
Because this is you to me.
Fam, you ain't going to get no A-listers on here. But what I'm saying is, you'd be like, okay, what are these man bought this person on?
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not making any promise. I'm not making any guarantees. The channel needs to grow first, because at the end of the day, it's us. We don't rely on guests each week to come.
Yeah.
It's just you're going to see our ugly faces most of the time. Yeah. So.
Our ugly faces.
Yeah.
It's just a tragedy of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of them, man. All right, so. Yeah, we were actually even talk about yay. Actually, what happened, didn't it? Man was receiving.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Receiving fellatio, bro, on a boat in Italy.
Bro, I love the word fellatio, man.
Yeah, it just it's rolls off the tongue, innit?
It sounds like
fellatio.
A fellatione. That sounds like a car.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Sounds like a footballer. Fellatione, goal, go, fellatio. Yeah.
Bro. Have you ever got like a brain in public, or have you ever beat in public? Would you ever do that?
Do you know what? Up until this year, I never done. I mean, no, I'm chat. No, so I've had.
That segue.
In a park. I just got in a park. Yeah.
Oh, hand.
Yeah, yeah, and. No, I got. I don't like talking like this, bro. I'm trying to keep it halal, brother. So you're doing it. All right, cool. I received fellatio in a park one time.
Is it?
Yeah. On the beach.
On the beach?
On the beach, got the hand. Yeah.
Oh, what? Abroad?
No, the UK, man. This like, this what like, this like Kent, bro. This was.
How old was you?
I was 16. This was.
I don't even know. See?
This was where. What's that one? In Whitstable or something like that. Yeah. Them sides, yeah. But I've never done like full intercourse outside, innit, yeah? Okay. Up until this year.
Oh, yeah.
And then, first time done it in a car, yeah?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, let's
just... Do you have the dip headlights on?
Nah, you know, this was funny, bro. This is one of them last minute things, innit, yeah? That one of them ones was not trying to get a hotel or nothing, yeah? Prices were moving crazy, innit? So I was like, do you know what?
Lord.
I'll meet you, like, where this person lives, like, some big, massive, discreet park, innit, yeah?
Mm.
And I was like, cool. So I got a cab there. One of them, I'm on my way there. I'm at the back of the cab. And I check my phone. I'm like, we're going past the location.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, boss. Like, he's like, brother, you don't tell me, brother. I'll just keep driving, brother. You never told me to stop, brother. I was like, stop.
Wow.
So I stop in the middle of nowhere, yeah. No, we go into the park, yeah. but there's like a gated little community in. I can't explain it properly. Basically, I'm stranded in the middle of nowhere. Mm. Yeah.
But the thing is, though, is it like a? Go on, because
it's a basically it's like a it's a field as well, and a park as well. Yeah. So I'm stranded in the middle of nowhere. I'm trying to get out. It's like 11:30 at night. Yeah, dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm basically just in the middle of the woods. Sort of. Like I said, there's a field, there's a park, and there's like a woody bit as well, yeah? So I get out to the main road finally, yeah? So I'm walking down, and I'm sweating at this point. I'm dripping a sweat. In it, yeah? The girl come picks me up in it, yeah? We go park in this, there's a car park in the park, yeah? And then, so we're like, oh, do you want to do it out in the field, like? Or do you want to do it in a car?
What's a Minecrafting?
Yeah, so we're walking out in the field, yeah? And she's getting cold feet now. She's like, oh, no, I'm dripping a sweat. I'm like, fam, just get over and done with it, yeah? And he's like,
Were your balls swollen?
My balls swollen? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, you know how it constricts?
I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah, all I know is I was dripping the sweat, and she didn't want to do it in the field, so I was like, cool, we'll go back, do it in the car. Yeah,
okay,
done it in the car.
Would you have done it outside though? Because you could get arrested for this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? Do you think what's the thrill? Is it the thrill thing? Like, I ain't done what you done outside, right? But just to interrupt, I remember a time.
No,
I sucked breasts in the park.
I thought you were going to say something different.
No, that's not bad. No, it's not as bad. It's not as bad.
I thought you were going to say you sucked something else in the park. What? I was like,
no,
what?
No, I sucked tits in the park. And then I'm in the woods in the park. But that was like in Ilford, like, and I was like 18.
No, I know what happened. I remember now. We was on the field. Was like we laid the blanket down and all that. Was like literally about to get into it, and the guy with his dog. Yeah, he's had his flashlight. He's just like this.
Oh.
Oh. And he had a dog. I was like, yeah, let's jump back in the car. So we went back in the car. Like big, like in the back seat was big. Yeah, like done it. Yeah, like the through. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know, I've been missing out. I was like. And think about it, I've done been dispersed like in the bedroom and all that.
Yeah, it's
not the same, innit? Yeah. So yeah, but mum was butt naked out of the car, like just doing my thing, innit?
Did you get
I'm talking like my whole ass out the car, bro.
and I could get caught on flashlight as well.
Yeah. And then
do you fear getting arrested for that?
Do I what? Fear getting arrested?
Yeah, do you get Do you know what? I thought it's one of them ones where, you know, you said you didn't go into the car.
Yeah.
I feel like, because of all the madness before, flashlights, dog, guy, I feel like if you did do it, you'd have got caught.
And do you know when this was? So
you knew to go into the car.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know when this was? This was the night before, you know, we went, you know, we went to the thingy. So,
is it? Oh, yeah. It makes, that nah, week, it all makes sense.
That
now.
Weekend was just...
Yeah,
it was a Friday because I remember we recorded on the Saturday and then Saturday night we all went out and all that, innit? So that was crazy, man.
I bring back June, man.
But now that's the old me. I'm alone now,
bro. That was already
that's the old me. This was a few months ago. That's the old me. New me is I'm all about meaningful sex, you know.
Mm.
It's about the vibes and stuff like that. I'm not just having reckless sex anymore.
Mm.
You know, by choice, not by force.
By choice, but by force.
Yeah, that's important to put out there.
Yeah, man.
No, man, my mom tried to get at me the other day, you know. She's like, oh. Not get at me like that. She was like, oh. I was going back and forth, whatever. She's like, oh. And she brought random, like, oh, so, like, you don't have a girlfriend. I'm like, what?
Wait, how does she know? Well, your extracurricular activities.
No, she don't know about that, but it was just in terms of like I can't remember what was actually the initial argument was about. It wasn't even an argument, it was just like a little back and forth. And it's like, oh, like, you know, you haven't had a girlfriend and so.
Oh, so she didn't know that you've been doing things with girls?
Yeah, I think she kinda knows that, because I'm like, oh, I always confirm to her, you're out.
And
this,
oh.
It's not about, she's so saying she's like, to question, about, no, it's talking about like actual relationship, innit?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's by choice, not by force.
No, but she knows you keep asking her about coming out the yard.
Yeah.
And then she's questioning, hold on, this guy, my son ain't got a girlfriend, but he's signed, so what's he doing?
She's
questioning what's going on there.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to her is like, mom, okay, now I understand where you're coming from now, because it's all about, you know, meaningful relationships, and it. So, yeah. So you sucked breasts in that time.
Bro, but do you know what, though? In a park, though, it's got to be big breasts.
Yeah,
like
can't be sucking some.
No, it's got to be big breasts in a pot, bro. I was a horny fucker them times. 1780. You don't understand. In the woods, and I think someone went past the bush. I just wanted to experience things.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing. By the way, man, I
remember
one with that girl, man. But like, you know. But it's Ilford, some nasty park in Ilford, man.
Great East London. East London. I'm not a fan of East London.
Yeah, bro. I think I got the train after college.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a weekend. It was after college.
It was
during the week. It wasn't even like the weekend. It was literally like after college. It was planned. It was like, oh yeah, we're going.
I remember 2013, we went camping, and it was like. But it was one of them Bandulu courses we done for GCSE. Yeah, one of them Bandulu things, isn't
what
it?
What the what's it called
again? I can't remember. And we went out and
I remember at the time.
It wasn't like a proper what do you call it? Not on a curriculum or whatever it's called, innit? Yeah,
it wasn't mainstream.
It wasn't no main, yeah. No, Bandulu, you know, like gender studies or something, innit?
No, not that. You know, in games, innit? You know, them indie,
them side quest things, innit? Yeah. Some Bandulu thing, yeah. We went out camping, yeah. And it was like four different schools and all across London, innit?
Yeah,
went out camping. I don't know where it was. I think it was like West Sussex or East somewhere, and there was this. One whore, bruv. Like, she was a whore, fam. She was a whore. Yeah.
I'm not going to say the name in it. Wasn't she the one who said that she asked him, oh, should I suck him off?
Yeah.
I was in there. I was
sitting there. I remember.
There's another guy we know.
Yeah.
She was giving head to all these guys. And she asked this guy, she asked him
who she should give head to.
No, but he wasn't going to get anything from her.
Yeah, yeah.
Because socially, he was like, basically friends with him. But she's like,
she had braces and all that, yeah. And I remember it was me, guy.
Hold on, you said she was, her face was like twist up in it.
Yeah, no. But I found you. Let me get into it. But saying you're 15 at the time, bro. Like your hormones are raging, bro. Yeah. Like you're starving, bro. You take anything at that point, yeah. So it was me and this guy I used to fuck with, yeah. And I went to school with. We had to get wood for a campfire or something, innit, yeah. And then I told this story to you bare times, yeah. I can't remember.
But you told me to you bare times. You told me like once or twice.
Yeah, no. I was collecting all wood and all that. I remember she was bent over and all that. She bent over to get some wood or something.
Yeah.
Bent over to get something. I was one up behind her. But I shouldn't be saying it. I'm fucking incriminating myself. No, but I went up behind her. I was just like. That's some creep thing, innit?
And guys, then, by the way, this is not now, by the
this
way.
Is, this bro, is 10 years ago.
This is when we was all uneducated.
Yeah, it was uneducated.
And
before,
when the law was less regulated.
Less regulated? Yeah.
I'm joking.
I didn't even do anything, man. I went up, I was like, that and all that. And then this guy pops out of nowhere, like. What did he say?
Oh, he stopped you from getting.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember.
Pops out of nowhere, like, hey guys, whatever. I'm like, bro, man, drop the wood. And I was like, bro, what are you doing, man?
I'm about to get some
sloppy toffee, bro. Like, yeah. No, because it wasn't like. She knew what time it was, innit? Yeah. Yo, that sounds crazy, man. So she knew what time it was. Yeah, but she knew the vibe, innit? Because, like, she was. In that position, innit? And this guy comes out and I was like, I got the wood, I got it, I got this for the campfire. I was like, this is real. But no, there's a blessing in disguise. Bro. Glad I didn't receive anything, yeah. And then someone, you know, short pants on. Yeah. on that on that.
Oh, was he there?
Yeah, he was. He was funny, bro. Yeah. When he was there, he was like to me, was in the tent with me, him, and two other girls. Yeah, nothing like that. And he's like, oh, it was all just joking about. And he was like, oh, bro, I thought you was gay.
Huh?
Yeah.
To you?
Yeah, to me. I was like, what?
Why? Nah, he's chatting. She's showing off, man.
Yeah, one of them ones, isn't it?
Yeah. Shit, man. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, drop, don't drop the soap, nigga. That's what I say, innit? So.
I am not it.
Hey, you're going to.
Nah, love for that. love for that.
Nah, you can't do that. Nah,
I've got time for that guy.
Nah, you can't do that. You can't say that, man.
Yeah, nah. He said that, innit? I remember one time, no, but we was all sleeping in the tent. Woke up, the bum, there was like eight of us in the tent, six or eight of us in the tent. Woke up, we was in some funny, the name of the tent was funny, it was weird. We kept joking about it. It was like a, some immature joke, innit? Mm. Anyway, it was, we woke up, this guy, yeah, like he's, you know, yeah, feet stunk, bro. Woke up, bro.
My
crusty feet, like next to man's face and all that. Oh. Woke up, man, you know, yeah, man, his trousers were gone, bro. Like, his boxers were gone, fam. Someone took him on mid of the night. Oh, this is like a reminiscence podcast. Yeah, bro. I was like, that because my hay fever. We went in May, innit? Yeah, that's when my hay fever flares up. Imagine you want.
Do you know what? That's what puts me off like camping. Is like, hey, cause I've done it.
If you go in the autumn and winter, it's fine. But we went in the start of spring. Oh. But my eyes, yeah, were like they puffed out. Literally, I was like, it was that bad. It's like I had a nut allergy. I was like that the whole time. Like literally, it was mad. Fun. It was so fun though. So yeah.
That's a good cup Korean. Or
Chinese, you said that, not me, bro. You said that, not me.
No, man.
Yeah. No. Oh, so, yeah, that was mad.
Oh.
But yeah, nah.
Yeah. No, so I remember went camping, like, for, like, this, like, Duke of Edinburgh award thing, right? 2013. That's funny how these all things are 2013.
Yeah.
That year. Yeah, and then we went in the summer. Mate, do you remember? I'm not gonna say it, but, like, you remember in school when the thing on my mouth, the rash?
Yeah.
That was because of that. Though I had hay fever, and that was like.
Did that trigger it?
That triggered it, man.
Oh, okay.
It triggered it. And then what happened was it made me sort of want to keep scratching. Mm. It all flared up. So camping, and you say in the autumn or winter, I haven't been in the autumn or winter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would like to go in the winter. If I was to go again, I'll probably try, if anything, in autumn.
Yeah.
Not like peak summer time where like the pollen is like high. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I would say about that if I had to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. But guys, if you do engage in sexuality, be respectful and have it in the bed. Yeah. Because you know, I feel even after we just, even if you have it in a bed or whatever, I feel so undignified afterwards. When I partake in sexual activity, do you? You know you finish, bro, you just feel like, you feel dirty, man.
Oh, man, I can't wait to wipe myself off. And the girl was like, no, cuddle. No, I want to wipe off this muck, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro, and then it's like, I'm shaking male and female cum with each other in the hands. Oh, like, nah, man.
Man's love juices all over the room.
Them juices, man. Nah, man. Nah, man, sorry, man. You females are crapped, man. You know what I'm saying?
This podcast is unstructured, unwild, X-rated.
I don't even know, man. I'm gonna have to release this after the watershed, man. It's 9 p.m.
Man, I'll have to put a little disclaimer on this one, man.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, but is there anything else we need to touch on?
Nah, man, that was...
The ULES thing. What I was trying to... Because, bro, you know your brain's just everywhere.
Bro, I'm not going
to
lie, man. The battery's about to go.
I was about to go, yeah? There's no point. All right, we'll wrap up, man. But guys, hope you made it this far. If you have, like we said earlier, like, subscribe, share, leave a comment, all that. And it will help us grow the channel. And then you'll see more people on it.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, guys, yeah. Road to 100. That's the aim. 100 subscribers. Let's get to that 3-digit number, guys. Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you for listening.